And thank you so much for bringing up savings groups and digitizing savings groups. So this is where UNCDF has done a lot of work. And when we start to work with savings groups, we ourselves, UNCDF, does not go out and facilitate the creation of savings groups. We try to work with ones that are already in existence, and totally agree with you that when we go out to, whether it's a refugee camp or a host community, some of these groups have been in existence for 10 years or so, and they are not operating how they should be operating. So we spend a lot of time kind of recapacity building them so that they are strong, strong savings groups. And we don't work through savings groups just that's the end of the implementation. We ultimately believe that everyone should have access to formal financial services that are regulated. So we try to link savings groups into the formal financial sector, and in order to do that on an economical basis, we believe that using digital means is the way to do that. So yes, a lot of TA that we do involves strengthening the savings groups and providing, as I mentioned before, digital tools to become educated. Let's see. In terms of bridging a humanitarian and development nexus via digital, I 100% agree with that. I think the humanitarian world is, especially around cash-based transfers and digitizing those cash-based transfers, that's another area where UNCDF has been putting a lot of efforts, particularly in Uganda, where we've helped WFP digitize their CBTs. And it may sound simple. Oh, you just get a roll, or you get a list of names, and you transfer the money into someone's mobile account. But in a lot of these areas, particularly in the refugee areas, people don't have phones. They don't have access to SIM cards. Their towers are not built, so there's no connectivity. They're not able to charge their phones if they do have phones. Agent networks aren't built out into those areas. If they are, they're not very liquid, so that they don't have cash when people need cash. You know all of this. So I think it's just it's a long-term endeavor to create a digital economy, and this is where UNCDF is really putting its efforts.